So why do people continue to smoke, even though it's costing them their health, several thousand pounds a year, and taking literally years off their lives? The answer is simple: that they believe it's going to be too hard to quit. We've spoken about the fight between the conscious and unconscious mind that smokers have experienced in the past every time they try to stop. And we're here to tell you that it's not hard to stop smoking with hypnosis. Hypnosis makes it easy. Hypnosis works, and hypnosis will work for you. With this understanding in mind, let's look at some of the facts about smoking. Now, many people believe that they're chemically addicted or physically addicted to nicotine. But we look at it from a behavioural point of view, because if you compare smoking to a real chemical addiction, like, for example, heroin, then there's absolutely no comparison. I don't know whether you've ever seen anyone on heroin, but it's not a pretty sight. The average heroin addict, for example, if he or she hasn't had their regular fix, will experience some terrible withdrawal symptoms, such as sweats, palpitations, nausea, vomiting, even hallucinations. Now, when was the last time you saw someone experience anything like that when they tried to stop smoking? Never. They might get a little grumpy, they might lose their temper, or they might start overeating. But they don't experience any of the physical symptoms that someone on heroin gets, do they? Also, the average heroin addict can't make it through the night without his body waking him up for more heroin. The only heroin addicts that make it through the night are also alcoholics, because the alcohol numbs the senses, so at least they get a full night's sleep. But when they wake up in the morning, they have to take all the heroin they didn't take during the night just to get out of bed. Now, when was the last time you woke up in the morning and had to smoke 5, 10 or 15 cigarettes just to get out of bed? It doesn't happen, does it? You might have the odd one or two, but you're not having all those you didn't have during the night, are you? And your body doesn't wake up every hour on the hour for another cigarette, does it? Which is strange, because it's supposed to be a physical addiction, which means that your body needs it. So why doesn't it need it during the night? Why does it only want it during waking hours? We now come to the final nail in the coffin of the entire argument of nicotine replacement therapies, such as patches, gum, and inhalers. These patches provide you with a massive amount of nicotine. Would you believe that one day's supply of nicotine patches is equivalent in terms of nicotine to 6 packs of standard tar cigarettes? That's 12 packs of low tar and 16 packs of ultralights. There's between 18 and 21 milligrams of nicotine in one day's course of patches, and there's only around 0.5 milligrams in a whole packet of Silk Cut. Now, if that's the case, and it is, then why, if you're on patches, do you still want a cigarette? It doesn't make any sense, does it? It's a bit like saying to a heroin addict who traditionally injects himself in the right arm, "We're going to inject you in the left arm today." Will he still need to inject himself in the right arm? No, of course not, because he's already got it from somewhere else. Now, if you've got a patch on, and you're getting more nicotine in your bloodstream than you've ever had in your life before, why on earth do you still want a cigarette? And 95% of the people we see who've tried patches say exactly this, that they still wanted to smoke. Why? Because it's not a nicotine addiction. If it were, then the patches would work. And they really don't work. The official statistics are, if you try to stop smoking just using willpower, then around 7% of people will stop. If you use gum, then about 10% will stop, so virtually no improvement. If you use patches, about 16% of people will stop. Still no great improvement, but let's look at those figures the right way. This means that 84 to 90% of the people who try nicotine replacement therapy fail. That means it doesn't work. What they're trying to tell you is that nicotine is this terrible addictive chemical, and that the patch or gum is going to replace the nicotine that you used to get from the cigarette. Well, here's the thing. If you're a heroin addict, one of the ways that they try and break the addiction is by giving you a substitute drug called methadone, which blocks the craving for the heroin. The only problem is that now you're hooked on methadone. You literally transfer the addiction from one substance to another. You may have heard about this. Now, these so-called experts are trying to tell you that nicotine is addictive, and there is nicotine in cigarettes, and that the way that they're going to get you off the cigarettes is to give you a patch which has more nicotine in it than you've ever smoked in your life before. Why doesn't that increase the addiction? And why, if nicotine is supposed to be addictive, don't you get hooked on the patches? Why aren't there clinics set up around the country trying to wean people off patches? Because it's not nicotine addiction. If it was, they would work, and they don't work. The point I'm making is that smoking is a psychological habit, and the good thing about a psychological habit is that when you apply your mind to it, you can break it, and break it easily. And that's the power of hypnosis. It gives you that power to break this habit easily. No one has ever been harmed in any way by hypnosis. On the contrary, the effects are all positive. Stress reduction, memory improvement, and an increase of self-esteem. However, the side effects reported from nicotine replacement therapy products like patches, inhalers, and gum include nausea, indigestion, skin irritations, and nightmares. What about the new stop-smoking wonder drug Zyban? First, we know from the NHS medical records that Zyban is not effective unless it is combined with psychological intervention. Second, in a report by GlaxoSmithKline, it stated that 1 in 1,000 people taking Zyban could experience convulsions that could lead to death. And in the largest study ever done of 72,000 people, which was published in the highly respected journal The New Scientist in October 1992, nicotine gum had a success rate of only about 10%. And more importantly, the first line of that report was, and I quote, "Hypnosis is the most effective way of giving up smoking." Now, for some people, these nicotine replacement therapies do work. We support any therapy that helps people to stop smoking. But in our experience, we have found that hypnosis is the most powerful, most effective, permanent way of becoming a non-smoker. Now, over the years, we found that smokers quit for three main reasons: to save money, save time, and perhaps most importantly, to save their health before it's too late. We believe that health comes first, because if you don't have your health, you can't enjoy the extra money you save or the extra time. So let's look at health first. Did you know that smoking causes 120,000 deaths a year, just in the UK alone? Now that's about 330 deaths a day. And if you're a smoker, think about this. 50% or half of all regular smokers will die prematurely because of their smoking habit. So the next time a friend offers you a cigarette, or you offer a friend one, just think that statistically, one of you will die early. That's shocking. Now some of you may be thinking, ah, what the hell, I'm only in my 30s or 40s. Well, smokers in their 30s and 40s have 5 times the amount of heart attacks as non-smokers in the same age group, and we haven't even mentioned cancer. The good thing is that after you've kicked the habit, you can literally reverse the damage you've done to yourself relatively quickly, because the human lungs are one of the few organs in the body that can regenerate themselves and clear themselves out. Now let's talk about time. You're probably wondering how you can save time just by not smoking. You can save time in 3 ways. First, a 2-pack-a-day smoker spends 1,460,000 minutes smoking. That's 24,320 hours, or 1,000 days, which is 2¾ years out of every 20 years. So that's over 5 years of lifetime, 5 years of wasted time. That's like doing a 5-year jail sentence as a slave to smoking. The second way we help you to save time is that by stopping smoking, a person on average can increase their lifespan by 5 years. And of course, those are 5 healthy years. Add that 5 years to the 5 years you've wasted, and you get about 10 years of health and freedom added to your life. The third way we help you to save time is that we've streamlined, compressed, and improved our program, and now it takes only around a single hour instead of several sessions to stop smoking. You no longer have to take several half days off work to come in and see us. An investment of just 1 hour can bring you 10 extra years of life, health, and freedom. So let's recap. We now know that hypnosis is safe. We know that hypnosis makes it easier to change habits. We know that smoking is a habit. We know that hypnosis works. And we know that hypnosis will work for you. I hope this information has been useful to you. Please continue to listen, to the relaxation.